Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. I want to welcome those who are listening over the radio and the internet at this Pacific time. And our scripture of the month is found in Luke chapter 10 and verse 2. And the scripture says, "Then he said to them, 'The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" And boy, we have a lot of work to do, don't we? And now, what we want to continue to do is do what we come to do. Keep worshiping the Lord with your beautiful voices and praising him with Victor Laurel leading us in our songs and Madeline Prater on the piano.
Amen. Thank you, Wayne. Good morning, everyone. Happy Lord's Day. Hope everyone's having a good Lord's Day and been blessed by the Lord this week. I'm sure you've been blessed by the Lord with something, right? Amen. So why don't we open up to our first hymn, number 46, "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues," and we'll sing the first and the last. And love be ever given. That's what we should do to our Lord every day. So why don't we turn to our next hymn, number 125, "Jesus Paid It All," one of my favorite songs. 125, "Jesus Paid It All," and we'll sing the first and the last stanzas. It's really a blessing when you realize that we don't have to do anything for our salvation. Amen. Jesus paid it all. He did it on the cross. And you know, we as humans, we always want to contribute. We always want to do, right? But you realize, you know, Jesus, you know, God sent his son Jesus to pay it all by shedding his body and blood for us. What a great gift. You can't get any better than that. Amen. Amen. Why don't we turn to our last hymn, number 198, "There Is Power in the Blood." And why don't we all rise as we sing "There Is Power in the Blood," 198. We'll sing the first and the last.
Wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder.
Pastor Tomlinson.
Well, welcome everybody to Bethel's end of summer celebration and barbecue, which will be immediately following our service. We will try to turn up the heat a little bit this morning, and then we'll turn it down at the barbecue. But the Lord is good, isn't he? I also want to let people know that we are looking at doing an October Reformation theme celebration and outreach as well. So if you have some ideas, let us know, and we'd love to incorporate what we can to remind people that the end of October is not about ghouls and goblins, but is about a great reformation that began by reminding people that it's not about an organization of the church, but it's about a holy God. And that's what that's all about. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, standing in awe of your grace and your might, that you have not left us to our own devices, but you have called us unto yourself, that we would learn to listen to your voice, that we would learn to follow after your commands, that we would learn to submit every thought, every word, and every deed to the Word of God and to the Spirit of Christ that dwells within. And it is a great reminder that you have blessed us with in your Word, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that great reminder where God tells the people of Israel and tells us, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Lord, our land is in need of forgiveness and of healing. Our land is in need of your divine presence to transform us, that we would be like Jesus. Lord, we pray for you to do a mighty work through us, to help us to be used of you for your honor and your glory. And Father, we pray for your hand of blessing and your reviving power and strength to be upon the people of Bethel and those who call upon your name, that you would drive within their hearts a deep longing and a deep thirst for your word and for your presence, that you would use us as we draw closer to you to be conduits of your love, that people around us would know the love of God and the love of Jesus Christ, because we love them as you have loved us. And then, Lord, as people experience the reality of your love, you would again restore and rebuild this country and return it to its first love, which is you. Father, we pray for your healing power and your comforting spirit on those who have been afflicted with various diseases and infirmities of this fallen world. We lift up to you Henry John and Philomena Laurel, who have not been feeling well recently, Lord, but you would lift them up. We lift up to you Martha Bell for not only her health, but the work situation she's in, and you would bless her abundantly. We lift up to you Tae Young's father, dealing with sepsis and jaundice and had difficulty holding down food. We pray for your healing power, comforting spirit, and encouraging presence. We lift up to you our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, for their health challenges, and pray, Lord, for them, their continued rest and reliance upon you. We pray for James Bryson, suffering from Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, that you would enable him to have a facility close to home where his wife would be able to help care for him. We lift up to you Jim Bergen, recovering from a broken vertebrae, and for your healing power. And Lord, we lift up to you those dealing with cancer, with Bob Jones's brother Ron, with Fred Mills' brother-in-law Bill, Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law Peter, Victor's co-worker, Dinesh's daughter, all of them cancer with chemo and having to face the challenges of chemo and radiation, some upon whom they don't seem to be working. But Lord, you can work and you can heal and you can give peace and comfort. And Father, we lift up to you the Miller family and the Franson and Frisky family and the Laurel family as Craig Miller went to be in the presence of the Lord to stand before you. We pray for your comforting spirit and your encouraging presence. And Lord, we thank you for those that are expecting to bring life into this world, Lord, by your might and your power. For Angelica Menning, expecting twins in November. For Maria Veloz, expecting in December. For Alicia Birchfield, expecting in January. And we pray for your wisdom and guidance to those seeking to know and to see your divine will. For our own church, as we try to work with the city on how to rebuild some of the structures around here to have one facility in one place. For the Prater family looking for housing, and for Christians throughout the world enduring and facing persecution, Lord, that they would stand firmly and boldly in your word and the testimony of your grace. We lift up to you our missionaries throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Arvendano in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco in Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez also in Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, and Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, educating, training, and preparing missionaries for your work and for the gospel that you have called them to proclaim. Father, we pray for this offering to be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you would bless those who assist in the work of ministry, whether here in the sanctuary, listening over KKMC radio, over the internet, or in the CD. Bless them, Lord, with your divine presence and guidance in your heart to lead us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And once again, I say welcome to everyone who has come to worship the Lord today. And the visitors, again, we welcome you to our church service. And now we're going to be getting into the heart of the message. Pastor's going to be bringing us a message today in 2 Peter. If we'll turn in our scriptures to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verses 12 through 18. 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 12 through 18. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also to all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, before, lest you all fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless the reading of his word. Now may we bow for a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we come into your throne room because you are a holy God and you want us to be a holy people. And Lord, just as Madeline was playing earlier, you are our hiding place. You're not only our hiding place, Lord, but you're our refuge. You're our high tower. It is we come today, Lord, seeking the truth and seeking your face. May your words not return void, but may accomplish and fulfill us in all our needs, Lord. And everything that we say and do today, Lord, may you receive the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.